A new and bleak record has been set concerning drug overdoses in America. This month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control released estimates on drug overdoses recorded between June of 2020 and June of 2021. During that year-long period, the health agency believes that more than 101,000 Americans died of a drug overdose. If our reporting on this sounds familiar, it wasn't that long ago we covered the previous record for U.S. overdose deaths. That had been set between the spring of 2020 and the spring of 2021, and that was the first year-long period when the number of estimated deaths exceeded 100,000. So the record we're reporting on today accounts for almost 1,000 more deaths than the last one, and they amounted to a 21% increase over the year before. Most of these fatalities came from synthetic or man-made painkillers like fentanyl. It's an extremely potent opioid that's many times stronger than other painkillers. Fentanyl was intended to be used for cancer patients or injured people in severe pain, but it's also been blended illegally with other drugs and sold to people who abuse them, and its strength can cause an unintended overdose. The U.S. government says illegal fentanyl has been seized in every state, but it's not the only drug problem the country has. Illegal cocaine and methamphetamine accounted for about 30% of the overdoses in the CDC's latest report, and the deaths caused from those drugs had increased as well. So why is all this happening? Drug abuse was a problem in America long before the COVID pandemic hit, but health officials say the pandemic likely made things worse as an increase in deaths occurred during the lockdowns in the spring of 2020.